Hello and welcome to today's episode of the 1 Year No Fear podcast. I'm your host, Sammy Blindell. And if you haven't yet done so, hit that subscribe button so you never miss another episode. And if you're not yet following me on YouTube, head on over for daily tips, training and ideas to help you fearlessly build your brand, your business and your global movement. Simply go to YouTube and type One Drop Movement in the search bar, hit subscribe and you can follow me on there. Today, we're going to dive into your business brand identity and your personal brand identity. Where is the line? Well, you know your brand identity. You've been living, breathing, eating, sleeping, walking and talking your brand identity for weeks, months, years, however long your business has been in operation. But the question remains, how can you make a brand identity just as important to the people who really matter as it is to you? In other words, you know your brand already and other people don't. How can you make your brand as important to them as it is to you? But here's the thing you need to understand about your dream customers and your target market. Even though you are absolutely certain that they need what you're offering and that you're solving a problem that's common to all of your customers, let's face it, they're not amoebas, are they? They're thinking individuals with unique tastes, opinions, experiences. They've got valid beliefs, beliefs that are valid to them anyway. And so how do you reach every single one of them? How can you reach out? How can you connect them? How can you have them think about your brand and connect with your brand in a way that you want them to? Well, what we need to do is get them to really take on your brand identity in the same way that you do. Like, if you're not showing up really believing in your brand and connected to your brand and caring about your brand as much as you want them to care about it, then they're not going to care about it, are they? So if you're not consistent with showing up, if you're not consistent with the message that you're putting out there, if you're not consistent with your story, if you're not consistently showing up, like, you know, when you're really, really busy, you're nowhere to be seen because you're busy serving customers. And then when you're not busy, oh, here you are again. And then so you're kind of there and then you're not, you're there and then you're not. And I find that a lot with especially small business owners. And let's face it, you're managing lots of things on a daily basis. So managing your visibility and your marketing and your social media and all those things and the building of your brand, it's just another thing, isn't it, for you to manage each and every day. But it is the most important thing, because if you're not showing up consistently, that gives the first, last and lasting impression that if I do business with you, are you going to do the same thing to me when I spend money with you? Like, you'll be there at the beginning to take my money, but then I'm never going to hear from you again, or I'm going to sign up with you and you're going to be inconsistent with the way you deliver because you've been inconsistent in the way that you've shown up in front of me while you've been trying to get my business. So it's very powerful how you show up personally as well as professionally. Like, creating a business brand is pretty easy in the grand scheme of things. You get really clear about your vision, you create your mission, you create your website so you've got an online presence, you maybe get business cards printed, you have your logo created and your brand colors, and that's just one part of it. So now you've got that and you think to yourself, great, now I've got that, I can sit back and relax. But how you show up then as the personal brand, the identity behind the business, is the most critical thing. Because when somebody lands on your website, they already know what they want. They already know what they're looking for. Let's face it, they wouldn't have found your website if you were not a direct match for what it is they're searching for. However, when they get to your website and they see all this great stuff about you, and then they Google you, what do they find? Are they finding things that are consistent for your personal identity that you've been saying in your brand identity? Are you showing up personally in the same way that you're encouraging your clients to show up, for example? Are you living, breathing, eating, sleeping, and walking and talking the message that you are sharing with the world? Because if you aren't consistent with your message and if you're not showing up in the way that you would expect others to show up, if you were going to buy from them, then you're being inconsistent. And if you're being inconsistent there, you're probably being inconsistent in other places. Now, the thing is, your dream customers are not always ready to buy from you when you're ready to sell. I'm going to say that again because it's so important. Your dream customers are not always ready to buy from you when you are ready to sell to them. So what we've got to do is build heartbeats, create connection, create conversation, be that person that shows up consistently, be the one that is there every single day in some kind of way. It doesn't have to be the same way every day, but just be there like the consistent dripping tap that is constantly and persistently and relentlessly showing up in some way to be the demonstration of what you do, say, or teach. You're going to encounter a lot of people every day. And if you're not encountering them, they're certainly encountering you. And each and every one of them are going to be using a different set of criteria to build their perception or their opinion about you. Think about it. You could have 20 different people that experience you in the same way, i.e. you create something and you're sharing it in the same way. But those 20 people that are consuming your content or coming into contact with you because of their experience, because of their story, because of their beliefs, their values, their opinions of the world, their mentality, their emotional mindset, they've got totally different filters. So as they're putting your brand and putting you through their sifting and sorting device, through their trust sorting device, as they're putting you through that, their different filters are going to create a different impression of you. You could have 20 different people that have 20 totally different perceptions and opinions of you and who you are. So what we've got to do is take control of that, because if you don't take control of it, they will. So if you don't control your label, you're going to leave your money, your brand, and possibly your reputation on the table. So what we've got to do is look at, what is your brand identity? The way that you've created your business, the way that you want everybody to think about you and your vision and what you're building and who you're building it for. Like, you've got this perception, but then you've got you. We've got you, the personal brand, the brand behind the business, the engine behind the business, the fuel of the business, right? You're the engine, you're the fuel, you are driving the vehicle. And then you've got this business vehicle. Do those things align? Hey, I just want to quickly remind you that places are now open to join the 1 Year No Fear program. 1 Year No Fear is based on 12 30-day challenges packed with strategy, accountability, group support, and resources to help you get back on track when shit shows up. Fear shows up in so many different ways, from unconscious avoidance tactics, excuses, blaming, and self-sabotaging behaviors, to over-delivering, undercharging, anxiety, overwhelm, perfectionism, imposter syndrome, and more. Recognize any of those? Fear can sneak up on the best of us in many ways. I know I've experienced it firsthand, and I've seen it wreak havoc on even the most established business owners, destroying their cash flow and their confidence along with it. If you know that you need to focus on building your brand, increasing your visibility, and accelerating your sales, what I know for sure is that some of the strategies we're going to be doing together on this program will trigger some stuff for you. And it's in these times that this program has got your back. This program is perfect for you if you're a business startup or a small business owner, or maybe you're a coach, a speaker, or an author, or a mission-driven movement maker. Or if you just know that it's time for you to create infinite impact, exponential income, and bring more of yourself to the world, go to www.onedropmovement.com/programs. That's www.onedropmovement.com/programs, and join me for the next 12 months to create your fearless footprint on the planet. Does what you say and what you do demonstrate perfectly that you are in complete alignment with the business brand that you are building? For example, you might have created a really strong identity and branding for your business, and then how you're showing up, you're wearing totally different colors to your business colors, for example. That's one area of inconsistency that is enormous. That is just one part of what I call brandalism, where you're not in alignment. So your business is one set of colors and yet you're showing up just in whatever you want to each day. No, you want to bring those things into alignment. Even little tiny things like You know, if your business is blue, then, and you wear glasses, then have some blue in your glasses. You don't have to be dressed top to tail in blue. You might have a blue picture behind you, or wherever you're seen, you might have some kind of that same blue, not just some kind of blue, but that same blue. It's those little tiny consistencies that help people to trust you. It's the small things that really make the biggest difference. Another thing is when you say or do something on your website, but then they look at your social media and your social media is inconsistent with what you're saying on your website. So think about consistency. I want you to think about consistency today. Where is your personal brand and your business brand in complete alignment? Where are you really happy when you look at it and you go, yeah, do you know what? Here's what I'm doing really, really well. And then with your dream customer's perspective, through their filter, through their eyes, like get into your dream customer's shoes, you know, think about who they are. Think about what was keeping them awake last night as they were tossing and turning, needing you to show up in their life. As they woke up this morning with this huge gap, you know, the gap that you know you can fill. When they woke up this morning with that, what do they need to see from you today that helps them to make a decision that you are their next best step? What are you doing to bring your business brand and you as a personal brand into alignment so that you have that golden thread? And when you do that and you start to show up, if you're not already, of course, and you start to show up in complete alignment, and that the things you say and the things you do, the things that you speak about, the conversation you create, the questions you ask, the way that you dress, the way that you show up, when all of that comes into alignment, what you do is then blur the line between your brand identity and your business brand identity. And that's really what people are looking for. When they find you, they already know what they want. So the first thing they're going to head to is the About Us section of your website or the About Us section of your social media. That as soon as they find you, they're going to be looking for inconsistencies. They're unconsciously looking for inconsistencies. They're looking for reasons not to trust you because they've probably had that experience with other people. So when you are solid, when you are cast iron around who you are, how you're showing up, what your message is, what's important to you about the change you're making in the lives of your customers each day, when they see that and it's like literally every single thing that they could possibly have a no to, that's when you're like, no, I'm really struggling in all these areas. There's nothing you're going to find. Like, you know, I am invincible in the way that I'm showing up. I'm invincible in the way that my brand is showing up. And everything that I'm doing and saying is completely consistent. So I want you to think about that today so that you can literally live your brand in the way that you want it to be remembered. Because you'll then create not only the first impression, and you never get a second chance to make a first impression, so you really want to make that first impression important and good, but I want you to create a first, last, and lasting impression so that your brand identity, when somebody sees your logo, they see your identity, they immediately recognize it and connect it to all the positive feelings and associations that you want them to have. So I want to leave you with this question today before we go. Is your personal brand identity and your business brand identity aligned? If not, where is the gap so that you can start bringing them together under one golden thread? If you love this episode, please share it with someone that you know, someone you love, someone that's close to you, somebody you know who's building a business, they want to make a bigger impact. Please go ahead, tag them on your Facebook or your LinkedIn post, your Instagram stories, and remember to tag me in it as well, Sammy Blindell. I'm on a mission to positively impact the lives of 22 million people over the next 12 months by supporting as many changemakers as I can to reach 1,000 lives each. I hope that today I've shown up for you in a way that helps you to go out there and reach more lives. Please take a moment right now to think about who else you know that wants to make a bigger difference in the world and please share this episode with them. Make it your mission to leave a positive and fearless footprint on the planet today and be the ripple you wish to see in the world. I hope you have an amazing day.